Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And today is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship Tonight. So this is where we do physical healings with the light being doctors. And we'll be starting that in about 5 minutes. So stay tuned for that. We'll do some clearing to prepare you for that. So I'd like everybody to bring up the light being on the Creation Light Ship Healing page. And scroll down, say, about 2 inches on your scroll bar beneath the blinking flower. You're going to energize the light beam. So here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. And we're going to go to the food court tonight. Stronger, stronger for birthday party. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, so let's now just sit back and relax. We're going to do the mind to heart drop, dropping down. So here we go. Counting from 10 to 1, so 10. 9, you can feel the energy drop down, your mental energy down into your heart center, your thoughts. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We'll bring in some wonderful peace energy through the light beam again. So I'll count to 10 again to bring that through. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this part of the program will only work for the people that are listening live to the program. And our date today is January 15, 2011. This is Saturday. I'm going to go to the light ship right now. So if you have any animals or pets, you can think of them now in your consciousness. Flower, trees, gardens, plants. And if you're listening to an archive, that's perfectly fine. You're just going to feel the wonderful peace energy coming into you. So let's go up, everybody. Here we go. I'll count to 5 as the light ship connects to you, and you're going to be completely in the present moment, and you will be out of the time-based reality here. So here we go, going up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now. You might feel the energy around you changing. And the first room we're going to go into will be the room which has the red life force energy in it. And here's this room here. So again, you want to just kind of relax. And here comes the energy down to you. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you may feel your body getting energized. And because it's Saturday, let's do some relaxation. So the females will come to us now, the female light beams, and they'll start to work with our muscles on our back, kind of release some tension that we may have. So this is like a nice massage. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And again, just see how your body is feeling. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, that feels very nice. You might want to just take your shoes off and sit back and relax. They're also now working with your head, working with your temples, top of your head. So you may just enjoy this wonderful session with them. We're now going to go into another location. Remember, we're in all these rooms at one time. So do request a healing, just one healing if you have a physical condition. And right now we're going into the room that has the very large trees. So this is a tree room. So here comes a tree energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into another room where the swans are. And this is a water room where you're in the water with the swans. And we have a question about being in quarantine. So the people that are on the 8-hour calls, yes, you're also going into these rooms right now for healing. So here we go. The swans are coming to us. Request healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels very nice. I'll bring in some more of the swan energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's enjoy that room here. Remember, you must request healing. We'll go into the centrifuge room. This is where they help us to release negative habit patterns. Could be addictions. And also, they can do physical healing in there for different types of mindsets that have maybe caused your problems. So this is a centrifuge room. The room is spinning, so think of something that you're dealing with. And we're going to bring in the energy of lack. And the lack energy is what's used to release the unwanted condition that you're dealing with. It may feel heavy at first, and then after a while, it will get very light. So it depends how much of a situation you're dealing with as far as the densities of the energies. So remember, when it starts to get pulled out, you may feel very heavy. So here we go. The room is spinning. And we're in this room. Request your healing. Stronger. Here comes the lack energy. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's now go to the food court. So the food court, we're going to have a birthday party for the people who have a birthday this month. And they have different types of desserts. I like to get the German chocolate cake with some maybe ice cream and hot fudge. It's their equivalent. It's just a small amount. So, again, you want to request your healing on the other rooms. But here comes this wonderful energy. So we're having whatever you wish. You can get, like, a strawberry cake. You can get, apple pie. They have that up there. You can even get some type of vegetarian cake. Or whatever you choose to manifest. So here we go. We're now going into the room. We're there. They're bringing to us what we request. Just a small amount, the size of maybe a head of a pencil eraser. So here we go. Having that come into us. It's going into our mouth right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And just enjoy that. You can also request seconds or thirds if you like. You may start to feel yourself getting full. We'll also go into a room where they have the golden plates for energy. This is for the light beings that don't actually eat food. So they're putting their hands on those golden plates right now also to get energized. And the first reading, seeing what we have, what our condition is. And right now we're going into the room inside, the little chamber, putting our hands on these plates, and we're being energized right now. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Looks like Eric got some chocolate or raspberry there possibly, so that's there in the food court. And more of the gold energy if you like to have some of that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go to another location in the light ship, and we'll go into the room where the large butterflies are. And here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember again, request your healing. And we're there now. So let's now just sit back and relax. They're also working with our muscles on our head and back and doing a nice massage on us in some other rooms. So you can experience that too. And with the butterflies, request a healing. And we'll go into a couple other rooms here. We'll go into the room where they have the dog and cat energies, so we can enjoy those for healing. Again, request your healing. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go to another location. And we have a request here on the fast chat for the silver room. So here we go. This is a silver room energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the gold room now for healing. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that feels great. Let's go to another room which has colors, and we'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. Here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And the next room we're going into is our final room. This will be the room where our spirits were created. So we're going to a whole different location on the light ship. This is one of the manifesting rooms. And your spiritual blueprint of your spirit, this is you with your twin flame as one. And we're going into this room right now. And you can see the beautiful light being that is there. And this is your spirit, and I'll count to 10 as it walks into you. This is love comes walking in. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll just give you a little bit of silence here for maybe about a half a minute so you can just enjoy your own energy coming back to you. And a little more energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And a little more spirit energy, then we'll be coming back. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, we'll come back from the light shift now. So we're going into the room where the light beam doctors are, and they're talking with us. Remember, we're up there in physical body form. So you're actually there with your clothes on, whatever you're wearing or not. Some people I've talked with, they says, man, I was in the bathtub listening to your show. I said, well, they give you a robe. So if you are doing that, that's perfectly fine. And our energy is never mixed with anybody else's. And we all have our own particular doctor teams, and the healings are between you and those light beam doctors that are working with you tonight. So we're going to come back from the light ship. They're coming back down. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. That's where he took people for healings. So that's how this show interfaces with the life of Jesus, is that we're doing the same process that Jesus did for people on their healings. They were transported directly to the light ship. So here we go, coming back down. So one, two, three, four, and five, and you can probably feel your energy shifting. And now you're back into the time-based reality that you normally live in. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, and tonight is Carrie. So Carrie, are you out there?
I am. I'm out here, Ron, and good evening, everybody. We have some nice comments on the fast chat already. Rhonda is saying, that is very bright, got a flicker of it down here. Wonderful, very empowering connection. Thank you. And let's see, what else? Living conscious light, very nice, Jake is saying, and Holly is saying the pink energy is very relaxing, thank you. So let's see, and happy birthday, Eric. It looks like your birthday is either today or very recently, sometime this month. So happy birthday, hope you enjoyed your chocolate raspberry cake. If anybody would like to put any more, type any more comments into the fast chat about what you experienced, that would be great, I can read those. And let's see, we don't really have any questions, Ron, but there was one that I didn't read out last night on the call that was kind of interesting, from Ma, and I'm just trying to find it. Here it is. Can I get empowered to do clearings myself, Ma is asking, which I thought was an interesting question. You might want to speak about that.
Boy, that's a good one. So I believe the question is, can you do a healing on yourself like the light ship can do? You know, and that would probably be with your own spirit. And the answer is you could probably do maybe a couple percent of what the light ship can do, but that is not going to be very good because your spirit is so disempowered here because of the light of the darkness interfering with it. So the answer to that would typically be definitely not, okay? So that's unfortunate. Remember, when you're in the light, you don't need to have healings. Here we have to have the healing. This is the problem that we have here because the light of the darkness took over, which are the aliens. So that's the problem that we have, is that your spirit cannot heal you. If it could heal you, it would have done it by now, okay? And it would have done it just after you were born, and you would not be in the situations that you are in And if it could have healed you, really, you wouldn't be here in the forced reincarnation process. So that's the answer basically is no. Can it help a little bit? Of course it can. The light ship does use your spirit to heal you, but it still doesn't have enough horsepower to do that with you. And if it could, it would have done it, you know, just after you were born, and you wouldn't have any difficulties right now in your life with physical problems, health issues, or anything else. And the main thing is judgment. So if it could have, it would have already done it on its own. So I hope I answered that question for you.
So what about,
Carrie?
What about if we do, if we're doing the mind to heart drop, and if we're doing the I now increase my life force energy, and we're getting more spirit energy back into our body, does that do? Does that clear or force anything out of us?
It can force some things out. Yes, that is correct. But even if you are in your body as much as you can be, you still don't have the energy here to overcome the darkness.
Right.
You might feel better, but you still can't do that, you know, to get the energy out of your body. It's so ingrained deeply inside of the physical organism.
I see.
And if
see.
It could, just by bringing you into your body one time at 100% or whatever number you can go to, the highest number, which I've done off and on you know, the lectures that I do for people, even on the BBS programs here, if that was the case, you know, you would be at 100% all the time, and people drop down, you know, instantly within probably 15 minutes to an hour after I do it. And so why would that be the case if your spirit was so empowered? Because if it was empowered, you wouldn't lose any energy. So, you know, that's what happens here.
Right.
And plus, you're living in time. And once you connect to the time-based reality here of the aliens, then you're in the darkness, and then the time energy starts running your DNA patterns in your body, your cellular memory of all of your ancestors' thoughts, and you know how many of those you have each day from yourself, and how many aren't your own. So remember, that's the problem that we have here, is not being in a consciousness of light. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Ma has kind of a follow-up question here. Well, a little different, actually. Should I get the unlimited entity clearing if I exercise? And she or he is saying because of the pain and soreness from exercising, would that be attracting entities?
Of course. Anything that causes physical pain will draw entities to you.
Okay.
They know about pain. That's how
right.
they, remember, the pain energy puts out, you know, the T-shirt on you with the big flag and spotlights, right? And also probably on your psychic billboard that you are in pain, and that will draw all this stuff to you. So anything that has a physical pain in a certain location of your body is going to draw those entities typically from that area. I'll talk about a healing that I did on a person a long time ago. I mentioned it on maybe BBS show maybe a couple years ago, but the person was a lady, and I think around the age of 3, she turned into a tomboy, and which was okay, you know, she liked doing male things, and, you know, throughout her age up to the age of 21, she was doing a lot of male things. Maybe wearing male clothing, doing, she even worked for the, in California, for the CDF going out fighting fires. So I don't know if that really is a woman's job, typically. Normally men do that, but she wanted to do that too. So anyway, long story short here, what happened to her is that when she was around 3, there is a person who was, well, this is what I picked up to do the clearing on her. A person was riding a motorcycle on one of the Los Angeles freeways and got into a accident on the freeway. And I saw the bike sliding. It almost dislocated and took off his arm. So the reason why she came to me, and then he died. the reason why she came to me is because she was getting nightmares of dying at the age of 21. Now, after she encountered this entity at the age of 3, she had pain almost all the time in her right arm. And she didn't know where it came from. It just was there. Her parents would do different types of tests on her from the different doctors and different things out there, you know. And they could not find anything wrong with her. So for her whole life, basically, she is suffering from pain in her right arm. So when I saw that incident, I go, oh, you just picked up this entity from a boy who was, we'll say, a young man who was 21. And this young man happened to hop into your body at around the age of 3. And she related to that because that's about when her pain started. So I released him. And naturally, all of her nightmares went away of dying at the age of 21. And also the pain in her arm left her. So that's how entities work. And why it came into her, I don't know. It just came in at the age of 3. Maybe she had a shot, possibly, you know, having something done to her in her arm. And at that point, maybe the pain caused the entity to resonate to that. So I just don't know, you know, what happened. But that's long and the short of it. When I did that clearing of the entity, just one entity, it left her. Remember working on another lady who always had a backache around her right kidney. And I saw her, and I said, boy, you got this gigantic cord attached to you. It looks like it's about a 3 or 4 inch diameter cord. She goes, yeah, I've had this backache for probably 10 years. I didn't know what it was, but it always hurt. Took the cording away from her, one cord, and instantly her back was fixed. So these things are definitely interesting. We just put up on the website today a clearing, which is if you're interested in that and you have a problem and you don't know what to do because you haven't got it solved yet, okay, I do have a clearing that is called energetic object release, okay, and I think that's the name of it, and this is a healing that people get like psychic energies thrown at them. It could be like throwing stars. It could be, you know, razor blades. It could be knives, swords. You know, it could be bricks, rocks, anything like that. And you're suffering because somebody out there has done this to you. And it can also be done and transferred from past lives. So maybe somebody could just type in on the website. I'm pretty sure it's called energetic objects removal. And so that clearing is for somebody who has a pain in their body and they just don't know what to do about it. They've always had it, you know, and also I'd recommend doing an entity clearing afterwards, but that one could be the one. In fact, that might help you. I'll just put up another clearing today, which I talked about probably 6 months to maybe a year or so ago. And this one here is the twisted bodies. And it's underneath the heading of magnetic. It's magnetic and twisted body clearing. Remember, we talked about this, and this is how your energetic bodies get turned inside of you. So I'll do a sample of that, and we'll just see how people feel. Most people typically could have as many as 30 of these, okay? So what I would say is just go in there and probably maybe do about 30 clearings. So here we go. We'll have your spirit select one of these bodies to move around. Remember, they have degrees on them. So we're going to just turn it so that it's pointing forward. So here we go. And they can be twisted around 700 degrees, okay? So you're like, you know, twisted around a few times. So you might say, what does that have to do with me? Well, when the bodies are not in alignment and they're crooked inside of you, then you're not going to have a healing for that one particular body. Now remember, it takes all of your bodies to be in alignment with your spirit to have a healing work, okay? So one of your bodies out of the 108 could be in jeopardy, okay? And you can try everything that you want, and if you don't get the bodies in correct orientation to run spirit energy into it, then it's not going to work. So I mentioned this before. It's like looking down, you know, telephone poles or, you know, a picket fence or something. And if you look down at it and maybe one of them is crooked, you go, ah, that's the one, you know, that one should be straight. Why is it crooked? Well, these actually get turned. So we're going to turn this back for you. So I'm going to count to 50 so you can just feel what it's like. And most people, probably 90% of the people will actually feel something inside of them kind of like get dizzy. You might go, wow, this is a weird feeling. Okay, so here we go. So on the count to 50 to move this around inside of you so it'll be more correct. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh boy. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, boy, 19, 20. I'm getting very hot. Boy, okay, 21, and a little hard to talk, 22, 23, 24, man, 20, I got to unzip my shirt here. Okay, 22, 23, I'll take it off, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. I just see what's on the fast chat right now. And take note of which segment of 10 is more useful to you. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40. Oh boy, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Okay, I need to just get some water here, so back to you for maybe a minute, Carrie.
Okay, well, I'll just read the steps on this magnetic and twisted body alignment, which is up on the website now. So when you get into that clearing, you enter your name, and then there are four steps, and each one takes a half an hour. And right above the four steps are step one, magnetic body alignment, and then step two is twisted body alignment. Step three is upside down alignment, and then that's part one, and then part two, which is step four, would be the spirit integration. Now, above the steps, there's a little drop-down box, bodies 1 through 50. So I guess you do each step for body 1, then body 2, and you can go all the way up to 50. Are you back, Ron?
Yep, I'm back.
Okay, so you're recommending that we do 50 then?
I would say probably. Most people that I worked with when I was doing this on a one-on-one, I would typically do 4 to maybe 8 at one time, okay? And then I'll let the energy settle in for the person for about a week, maybe half a week to a week, and then I'd check them again. And most people would have at least 20, okay? Mm-hmm. So I would say 20 is probably going to be minimum. Some people had maybe as many as 40. So I would say do probably 40 of them, and you would probably be pretty safe. Now, we have the upside down clearing on that. Remember, you can be in your body upside down, so we can correct it in the orientation, but, you know, your feet are at your head. So that could be very disconcerting. You might be wondering why you always smell dirt, okay? No, I'm serious, you know.
Wow.
In fact, here we go, everybody.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to take one of your bodies and put you in upside down so your head is where your feet are. Now, if you don't smell dirt, that means that you're probably were upside down to begin with. But this is very interesting. So this is up to you if you want to experience this. And then naturally, I'll bring you back again. Remember, the whole process is to know where you are, okay, and what's wrong with you, And so by doing this, you're going to get a clue of how it is. And then what I'll do after that, after we get corrected, I'll do a sample of the twisted body. Remember, you can be like a corkscrew inside of you, too. We just align the head of the body properly, but the body can still be twisted, okay? And some people actually feel their body turn when I do that. But here we go. I'm going to put you in. So one of your bodies, now this is not your spirit. This is the bodies that make up your physical body, okay? So this is a whole different type of clearing. So here we go. I'll count to five to put one of the 108 bodies in facing the ground. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. There. And see how you sense the energy. You feel like, you know, a coldness, because remember, your head's going to be on the ground there, okay?
That feels really weird.
Okay, now we're going to put you in proper, back where we're supposed to be. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, now you're back the way you were before. So now you should feel better, okay? And if you're shaking your head and you're going, well, what did Ron just do? Well, some people live their whole life that way, okay? So anyway, it's nice to have yourself fixed. Now let's do the twisted body portion of this first body that we just got through doing. So here we go. One, I'll count to 50 again. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. 11. Oh, boy, 12, might feel the insides turning a little bit. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, getting heavy, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Okay, everybody. So, be interesting to see what's on the fast chat. So this is not your spirit. This is your body energies that make up your physical body, okay? So it's kind of much like, you know, looking at people talk about their auric field having maybe different colors in it or different layers, different ways to talk about this. But basically, it's what makes up your physical body, these different energies. And these are the bodies that also the aliens steal from you. But you can get them in properly, at least the ones that are with you, okay? So let's see what's on the fast chat, Carrie.
Okay, so, Ma is saying, no, don't put me upside down. So you wouldn't have gone upside down, Ma, if that was your request, so don't worry. Jane is saying, if feet smell and nose runs, are we in upside down? I would say yes.
Yeah, you mean if your feet smell, you mean...
And your nose is running because your feet smell.
Well, if you can smell your feet from sitting up, then very possibly your head is down there on the ground, okay? Yeah. You know, so don't go out in the rain. You don't want to drown, you know.
Oh, my. There was some other stuff. Let me find it real quick. Oh, da-da-da-da-da. Tom is saying, gee, my head is on crooked. Weird. Eric is telling Tom that his legs felt backwards. Alexander is asking, can we be positioned in our body correctly with our spirit? I guess he's asking if you could do that. So that's a different thing from these other bodies. I
can put your spirit in your body properly.
Yeah, I think that's what Alexander is asking.
Yeah, so I can do that right now. But that's not what this clearing is about. Clearing is about your body. Remember, you got spirit and you have body. So yeah, we'll put your spirit in your body properly. So here we go. We're going to first take you out and put you back in properly. Here we go. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five, and you're coming back in. One, two, three, four, five. Now you're in your body properly with your spirit. But like I said, you know, with your spirit and your body properly, then what you may have is a problem if one of your bodies is not right because your spirit cannot connect to it. Okay, that's what we're talking about. And so how do you have a physical body healing when your physical body is corrupted and it's missing something and or it can't be connected to, you know, the source energy of your spirit because that energy heals you. So this is what it does. It just runs through everything. So if you're in your body completely and you have all the parts with you, then, you know, your spirit can just come right through you, like work with one eye, we'll say, and do all the eyes at one time in these 108 bodies, and it's done. So that's how, you know, it's supposed to work. So back to you, Carrie.
So how do these bodies get twisted? What twists them originally?
I don't know.
Okay. Freedom is saying felt spine turning in clicks for the first 30 of your counting. That's interesting. Ed is asking, what is the best healing for chronic tight neck and shoulders? Would this one help with that, do you think?
Boy, I would still go with entities because entities can cause pain and things like that. It's a rough one, you know. Let's just go back maybe a year and a half ago before I figured out about the twisted bodies. And that happened when I was doing a clearing on somebody. And I said, man, you got some of these bodies, you know, twisted in you. And then as soon as I fixed those, the person goes, wow, I got the relief, okay? So is it possible that your neck, we'll say, is tense because maybe it's turned sideways in maybe, say, half of those bodies? So you don't have healing energy there. And, you know, that could be a possibility that you have corruption there. So I would say that this healing, you all know how it felt. What I would probably look at is I would say this healing would be good for people who have not had any success with having a problem resolved. Or maybe they've had clearings and it kind of worked, but nothing seemed to work. Now, what happens is when you do this clearing, let's say that you had 10 creation lightship healings, okay, and they all maybe gave you a little bit of help. And you go, man, I don't know what's wrong with me. I had 10 of these, and I'm still messed up. Well, all those healings are ready to pop into place, okay, because they're right with you. Once you have it, it's always with you. And by doing this clearing here, if any of these bodies are off, they will get healed once you're put back into alignment. Because, see, your spirit will heal them. But if it can't find the connection point or whatever you were dealing with for that healing to take place, it can't heal it because it's out of resonance with it. So, you know, it can't find that location. That body is like it's missing, in a sense, because it's not connected to you properly. And that's the way it works. So some people, once I do this on them, which I've done, you know, quite a while ago, once they have this clearing, all of a sudden they go, wow, I feel all these clearings working for me instantly, and I feel much better. So we just got it up on the website. And that's how I would kind of present that. So, you know, everybody has something that they're dealing with, you know, in their life, of maybe what's not working right. So anyway, that's what I would recommend trying. You all know what you felt now. And if you feel something inside of you moving or turning, by all means, I think I would do this clearing, okay? Because it's going to affect you greatly and make you feel better.
Okay, and it's $100, this one. And is there a time limit on it, Ron? Is it for a month, or is it how long do we have to do it for?
I believe it's a 1 month healing on this.
Okay.
So
all right.
That'll give you plenty of time to do that. You know, I would probably recommend to do the clearing. Probably do it at least 5 clearings at a time. Okay. And after you do the magnetic, then, you know, you want to do the twisted and kind of go back and forth. So each one is completed, okay? So you get rid of one, you chalk that one off, you know. Number two, you chalk that one off. So they're done. So you don't have to worry about going back into the past because you may have forgot something. So that's kind of what I would suggest doing if you have a situation, or if you felt energy tonight with something inside of you feeling goofed up. I'll do one more body for everybody. Our show is kind of coming to a close shortly here, but
I'll
just say briefly, we have our 8-hour call tomorrow starting 10 o'clock Pacific time. That's California time, and that's 1 o'clock back east, New York time, we'll just say, and Eastern time. It's an 8-hour conference call, and also we have the Conscious Life Expo coming up. Basically, it'll be the 11th of next month. So here we go. We'll do another body. So I'll count to 50 again. And now you can really think how this is going to work, okay? Because you're probably going to feel it more. So here we go. 1, and your spirit is selecting which body needs to be done. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. But in 1, there are 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Okay, next we'll do the other clearing here, which is a twisted body. Remember, just see how you're feeling now. Your head's facing the right direction, but is the rest of you off, okay? Maybe you're turned inside, 4 or 5 times around like a corkscrew. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 11, 12, 13, I'm getting hot again. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Okay, and now we'll make sure the body that we just worked on is in your body properly. So everybody kind of see how you feel. You might want to get up, walk for maybe just 15 seconds here. A twist, stretch, something like that. Just see how your body is responding. And I'll give you a little bit of time. I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie, and then we'll do the upside down one.
Okay. Well, Kat is saying that he or she felt a little dizzy, and Eric is saying his arms feel weird, and Larry is saying, I don't want to stand on my head. Me neither, Larry. And I think there were a few other people feeling a little odd, so I'm wondering if we should have some spirit infusion too after you do the third one, or does that automatically happen?
Yeah, I'll do that after this right now. Okay, so you all know how you feel. Here we go. And we're going to put you in your body properly if that body is upside down. So I'll count to five to do that, and it'll be switched back and forth. So one, two, three, four, and five. There you are. You're in your body right. And spirit infusion, I'll just count to ten to do that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's see if we have any comments here.
Tom says, I'm getting hot in the head still, lots of heat, which sounds like what you're experiencing, Ron, and Tom is saying in his back, too. What else here? Pete in Australia is asking or is saying, this new clearing sounds like it's a prerequisite to other healings. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it would be good to do this one before you do some others if you're going after a physical problem, because then at least you've got all these bodies lined up correctly, and whatever you do after that probably will have a greater or a faster effect. What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct. On some of the older BBS shows, we talked about this one. I know we probably went back a good 6 months, maybe even a year, when we did a few of these for samples. Where they are, which ones, I don't know, but this is what is up right now, and I don't have any text on it quite yet, but you know what it's all about. So it might be good, yes. That's why, you know, we started doing it, because we uncovered something. Remember, all the healings are from people's problems, and when we uncover something, we get it on the website. This one here took a little while. I think it kind of fell through the cracks, but aside from that, it's up now, and I would probably recommend doing it, you know, if you have a physical problem. So that's kind of up to you. It's $100, good for a month, basically, and that should give you enough time to do the clearings, I would think. And, you know, everyone that I've done so far that I have done in person have felt great relief, and they have felt things change and they felt things move inside of their body. So getting hot or anything else, remember, when you heat up or have chills or tingles, that's because you finally got energy coming somewhere in you. So this is what that, you know, your body's telling you, that something is working. So yeah, this is a great clearing. So that's about all I can say. You'd have to check it out for yourself. You know, we just did a couple of samples here. And remember, you probably, you know, I would say you probably have 30 of them, everybody out there. Typically, I don't think I did less than 20 on the people that I've worked with. And some, I think one person had 50 or 54 of them, okay? So that's basically almost half of the 108. So anyway, I'd recommend probably doing, you know, at least 40 and just kind of plan it out. And see how it works for you. But you will feel different. And you probably all feel that now. Okay, I think we may have maybe a minute to go or something here. Anything we need to
talk about,
Harry? Or?
Karen is asking, since we have 108 invisible bodies, why are there only 50 in the drop-down box?
Oh, okay, because a lot of times I could increase the drop-down box to over 50, but for what I found so far, I haven't had anybody basically pass that much, okay?
Okay.
I could put 108 in there. Maybe we could probably change that possibly in case somebody really wants to go through it and make sure that they're all correct. So we'll see if we can do that. So it may be changed within a day or two.
Well, maybe you could just, a person, if they were still feeling, if they got down to 50 and they were still feeling changes, they could start again at 1 and go through that 50 again and then do another 8 from that 50.
Yeah, that would work too, but I think we could probably get it changed here within a day or two, and you're not going to be doing that many anyway, you know, as you start doing it, so.
Yeah, okay.
If you started it now, you know, a week away, but yeah, if it doesn't get changed, then just go through it and just start over again, even.
Okay.
And I would really, if you do that clearing, please send me an email on what you felt, because this one here, for me, is like the clearing that really helps you out, you know, because these bodies, if they're corrupted and crooked or something, there's no life force going to them. So, you know, you have to look at it on an energetic level. How do they get healed when there's no life force from your spirit going into that body? It can't get healing. And you might be wondering why, you know, you've always had something. And by all means, if you have pain in your body, you know, definitely do, you know, the entity clearing. That's one that I, you know, that's there, you know, that people have. And you can have entities in you from a long time, like the lady that I talked about earlier. For her whole life, you know, except for 3 years, she was in pain with her arm. You know, just think how that is to have your arm throb, you know, and, you know, it was in her shoulder too, because the man's shoulder was almost ripped out of joint and he died. He had other problems too, but maybe the last pain that emotional body remembered was the shoulder. Maybe that got yanked off, you know, the last part of the dying process. So that's what the emotional body hung on to. And it resonated to that part and went into her there. And she was suffering. She said she's always had pain in her arm, didn't know where it came from. She thought she had to live with it for her whole life. So anyway, it's been a very nice show tonight. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. And Sharon is just asking what the healing's called. So if you go to creationlightship.com and click on the book and just type in magnetic, that's what I did, and it came up. And the full name is Magnetic and Twisted Body Alignment. That's the full name of the clearing.
Yep, and that's it's very nice to do that one. So I included both of those clearings as one before I had them separate. So enjoy. So blessings, everybody. See you later, and have a wonderful evening. And hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow to get rid of some alien critters. So and send me an email on that clearing, because, boy, it's really profound. So see you later. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.
Good night.